The concert is called Evening with Yo-Yo Ma, so that gives away any possible surprise if you were trying to guess who the soloist was. And he will be playing the Elgar Cello Concerto, and also on the concert are three movements by Steve Reich and The Pines of Rome by Ottorino Respighi. Something of an emotional roller coaster and an intellectual exercise as well.
Yes, it's not easy to get Yo-Yo Ma to find a date, but the last time he was here, which I think was 2 or 3 years ago, I don't remember exactly, but he was delighted to be here. He played Schumann, and from that time he said, well, let's find a time so that we can do this, because we've done Schumann, we've done a couple of new pieces, and done Dvorak, Haydn. And so he said, I really would like to do Elgar. And so I said, well, sure, of course. You know, Elgar is perhaps next to Dvorak, the other big romantic cello concerto. Cellists are not as blessed as violinists are, or as pianists are, with a wealth of romantic concertos. Violinists have more than a dozen, a lot more than a dozen, and pianists have much more than that, romantic concertos, and cellists have really not even a handful. So the two big ones, let's say, would be Dvorak and Elgar, and, you know, close to there would be Schumann and Saint-Saëns, and then, you know, start looking for other alternatives. But Elgar is unique because of not only the tremendously lyrical use of the cello, but also the very unique use of rhythm, a very English kind of sometimes detachment and involvement. It's a unique piece. Anyone who loves this piece will know the recording by Jacqueline Dupré of this piece, which is a legendary recording. But Yo-Yo is also a champion of this piece, and I'm very, very much looking forward. Also, I like the fact that this is one of those concertos where the orchestra is important, very, very important. If you work on the concerto without the soloists, it's already interesting. That's going to be a treat, and I think that's something that our audience will very much appreciate, his presence. You know, and I don't need to introduce him or to say the many, many things would make him unique, but if I had to say one thing, it's his generosity. It's apparent at first sight. He is not somebody who comes and leaves and doesn't leave a big impact. So he is coming and he is doing a masterclass at Loyola. He will see different students here. He always finds time to give of himself and to inspire others. And he always finds a way to interact with the orchestra, to make the orchestra feel like it's really a big part of the evening. And that's, we all appreciate that from him. Of course, we all recognize that he's such a great artist, and we all are raised to our best level when we work with him. Around the Elgar, what can you put? I thought about two pieces that would feature the virtuosity of the orchestra, which this orchestra has a very special virtuosity. And I thought of Pines of Rome, which always an audience favorite and a very imaginative and very colorful Italian tone poem, the most well-known. And you may remember that some seasons ago we did either one or two seasons ago, Roman festivals and fountains.
Right.
So this is the most well-known of that triptych, let's say.
This is the one in between, yes?
This is the one in between. So if you were going to do them in an order, it would be tough, but it would be fountains, then pines, and then festivals. We'll be right back. always like doing some things which I've never done before, and Reich 3 movements is one of those, one of the few pieces in this season that I myself have never done before. But I've always been an admirer of Steve Reich, unique minimalism, very, very rhythmical, very interesting. So I think this is a interesting and different way to open a concert, which could have opened in many different ways. We could have just done a zippy and very popular overture, but you know, we wanted to be a little bit experimenting and go out of the ordinary, and that's how. So it's three completely unrelated different pieces.